Well, howdy there, friends. It's me, Wilbur, and I've got a recap from last week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Here it comes.
They want to live. They don't want to get blown up. They want to help you as much as they can, and they've offered to slow down the passage of the boat, gaining you guys at least another 6 hours.
My thinking for a plan is disarm the bomb guarded by the Catawbapus, get the key off of Medusa, then lower the elephant and take that down.
I think you're right. I say we follow that plan.
I'm nervous about it.
I want to fight it because I'm scared of it.
Luton, these old folks seem to be discussing the shield marshals.
Okay, let me see if I can...
Those crusty ones over there.
Oh, I see them. Let me head over. Shield marshals, am I right?
Oh, lovely. Boy, have you said it. Right, darling?
Oh, you wouldn't believe the time we've had with these dreaded shield marshals.
Original first edition of the
Logic of Design.
The Logic of Design.
Wow.
That's correct.
Hero
Very
point.
Good. No. Three large shipments went up there. Very large shipment and two smaller ones, and they were all loud and obnoxious.
Very large, huh?
Just don't worry, Muffy Muffy. We shall calm your humors before bedtime. You will not sleep poorly again.
Such a gruesome image.
I should follow them to their room and murder them both.
Oh my gosh.
But I won't.
You should. Good. You should just take a deep breath. It'll be okay.
You don't like Lord Reginald von Bartleby? And the Shumfollow Five are positioned now just outside that busted-in door that leads to the forward cargo hold containing a Catawbapus.
Oh, man.
And a Pyronite bomb.
Okay.
Ixel puts one of his feet squarely in the most sensitive part of the door. Kicks it open.
Yeah.
Tune in next week, Thunder Buddies. We'll find out what happens to the Shumfollow Five.
Tune in again to watch us die.
They fight this dirty, dirty dinosaur.
Okay, all right. Well, here's the new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And the Shumfollow Five are standing face-to-face with this horrible, horrible, horrible monster. I'm curious from all of you as players, what is your favorite TTRPG monster that you've bumped into? Now, that could be in a video game, I suppose, but...
Before I answer this question, which I don't know what I'm going to say... You said the Shumfollow Fiver, and I was like, I want a $5 bill with a Shumfollow Five on it, so I'm handing them out to people.
Forget
Shumfollow
Abe Lincoln.
Fivers.
We want a fungus slush.
That's a felony.
On the bill.
It doesn't have to be worth actual money.
Defaced.
Okay, what you asked, what's our favorite monster?
What's your favorite monster?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
I really enjoyed, not because of what were they called, the little flying things? That we had to take care of to save the other little flying things in the desert.
Oh, the sprites? The Nexies?
The Nexies, yeah. Or what, I thought they were called something else.
Nyctera.
Nyctera.
Yeah.
Though that whole thing was kind of cool. I like the enemies and the ones that we were saving. I know it's not like, a huge big monster we fought or anything. But it was just a fun little interaction because they had their whole little like community and ecosystem and how it all worked. And they were living in that ship.
Yeah.
That breasted down ship in the desert. I thought that was just super cool.
It was
one
a lot
of my fans.
Anybody?
Don't look at me.
The thinking caps are on pretty hard this one. You guys early with tough questions.
I think it's the same episode, but it's the corner monster that only like left and came in through the table.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The Justin Timberlake. Yeah, I didn't like it.
what was his name? The Hound of Tyndalos had a name.
We did call
him the Claws of Time.
Claws of Time, yeah.
Julius.
Julius Claws of Time.
Yeah, that dude.
That's right.
No me gusta.
I refuse to make my favorite monster something that darn near killed us.
Darn near killed everybody.
Yeah. I like that monster because I really felt the intensity of we could die. He was doing some business on us.
Yeah.
Even after Balnor actually died from a different one?
Yeah,
that was the first time you felt you could die.
I mean, it's a wee.
The teleporting monster is very terrifying for a back row
also,
character.
mental damage.
Yeah, mental damage.
That was scary.
Oh, and a little like...
His aura, his...
I can't think right now.
Area of effect thing on
he
us.
He had a time aura that was... It was he had like a fear aura.
Yeah.
And he was snatching us into these vignettes.
Yeah.
Well, that was just for fun.
Yeah, well, that...
That was just me torturing you.
Like, what does that mean? What does it mean? Worked.
It means something's messing with your mind and time at the same time with your mind.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear from this side of
the room. The ghost of Alkenstar.
The ghost? Oh,
Janiya.
Janiya? Not a ghost.
Boss fight that has, yep.
Basic human.
Small human child.
Yeah. You're still thinking about that?
He only thinks about that. You don't get that ghost.
He got away from us.
I think the timing of you removing your ghost touch rune, like, right before you fight actual ghosts,
yeah,
perfect.
Was pretty great.
Yeah, that
was frustrating. Do you have a favorite, Brittany, that you've seen in any...
No, like is a strong word. I hate them all. I like the one that gave me the staff.
Wait, which one was that?
When they drop loot, like a...
Yeah, when they drop good loot.
Yeah.
Well, you got a staff from giants that when they crack their neck, it's like a shotgun fight. And,
poppers.
Ugh. Yes.
Isn't that when I got the giants. Greater staff of water?
Because after that was when you guys went into the cave to meet Ustrasila and she gave you the staff of water.
So then there you go.
It was a pretty good fight.
I don't know.
Basically, anytime I get more powerful, I'm here for that.
Even though those are like monsters that I like, I wouldn't say that's my favorite fight. My favorite fight was using the Maw of Rovagug.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
On the marching enemy of mutated giants.
Yes.
That was cool. Dope.
Because the whole just like, if this doesn't work out, I don't know how we're going to get through this.
Oh, it would have been a fight with a...
An army.
A size 25x25 giant that had been mutated severely to extraordinary proportions.
Yeah, we're like, you stepped on your kid's Lego to them.
Right. That would have been interesting. You were definitely supposed to use the giant gun to fight that.
You're supposed
you
to
had
not
to hit
screw
it
that
twice
up. Yeah.
In order to kill it.
Gosh, that was so cool, though. Just the whole setup and the storm rolling in and like the fight on the gun itself, you know, just that whole thing was really cool.
Yeah.
Stressful and cool.
Oslog? What was his name? Vuslog.
Yeah. The Cyclops.
Yeah. That was a cool fight.
It was also cool to be introduced to him so early.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he kind of pops in and out a little bit. It was some good weaving of things together. I liked that too. My personal favorite in our campaign has been Dewey Daystar. I really enjoyed that character, and it was a lot of fun to get in a verbal altercation instead of fisticuffs.
Yeah.
That was a short fight.
It was. It was a lot of fun. That was fun. I also really like any kind of ooze. That's generally like my favorite monster to
really
come up against and to control as a GM. Yeah. Any kind of ooze. Because they always have some wild and unexpected property that no one's prepared for. Even as a game master, it's like you read the entry, like the Pyronite ooze.
Where it
like talks about how it splits into half and reduces size when it does, but then it can come back together. And I was like, how am I going to make this work? No idea. So there's been some good entries.
That is cool. I didn't realize the oozes are all like unique like that. That's cool.
Yeah. There's some standard run of the mill oozes, but for the most part they are, or any kind of like, maybe fungus or something like that. Those always have some strange and fantastic property. I bring that up because we're about to maybe get into it with another classic horrifying entry into monsterdom in the form of the Catoplopus. As the Shumfall of Five, who kicked down the door that had been destroyed by this horrible monster and are now...
Wait, I forgot.
In the boat, in the front of the boat. You want a little, little recappy cap there?
Wasn't Greg? It Luton that kicked it in or Kal-El?
It was Ixil.
But it was Ixil?
Yeah, he put his two-toed foot firmly in the door, blasted it open.
For some
really
reason,
high athletics
in
check.
My dreams, I remembered him screwing that up and then Kal-El doing it or something.
I think in the first... We've done that. We've definitely been there. Yeah.
Maybe it's just residual.
Different doors.
Residual memories.
You're thinking a different door that was in our way.
Different bank managers.
Yeah, different things. But no, that's definitely a thing. I think Kal-El assisted on this one. But Ixil... It felt very anime to me. Like, it was one of those scenes where he kicked it and nothing happened for, like, a beat, and then the door just flew open and off its hinges and stuff. There you stand. You see this hulking creature sort of... It's not asleep. It's just sort of menacing in the corner behind that cage. And inside the cage is the pyronite bomb. So, Gil, they're in the forward cargo hold of the Gear Smoke, which is a mess. And there's broken crates and cargo everywhere. They came in the starboard side is where this door is. And so they're looking to the port, to the left side of the boat, right in the middle of the back of this cargo hold, which is 30 feet wide. And it's a semicircle for the front of the boat. There sits a pyronite bomb capable of doing enough damage to destroy half of a city. And it's right there, not 20 feet away, 15 feet away from Ixil.
Yep.
And on right next to that, a large... hulking, stinky monster. And here you guys sit right in front of it, face to face. It notices you, and it looks like it's gearing up for combat. Is there...
I would like to make it my friend.
Hey, I like this.
Okay. Can you, like, give it a little scritchy scratch on his chin or something?
And yeah. Put this big animal empathy, I believe.
Animal empathy? Oh my gosh, are you about a druid?
Please make it your friend.
I would like it to be my friend and pet.
Okay, we need to go deep into the chungus for this because we have never had a chance to do any animal empathy. All the animals that you guys have faced are horrifying monsters and abominations. So.
This one is just misunderstood,
It's not even from here, right? It's from the Mwangi. It's misplaced. It just wants to go home.
He doesn't know why he's here.
He's just sad that he stinks so bad.
Luton's druidic nature is taking over. Tell me about animal empathy.
You have a connection to the creatures of the natural world that allows you to communicate with them on a rudimentary level. You can ask questions of, receive answers from, and use the diplomacy skills with animals. In most cases, wild animals will give you time to make your case, so I think that's diplomacy.
Yeah, it's diplomacy against a creature.
So a beast. I roll... But I still roll my nature check on that, against that.
Does it say you can use nature instead of diplomacy? Nature like diplomacy? Let me double check that. It says you
That's
can use...
That's what you said. I don't know.
It says you can use diplomacy to improve your... Basically, to do that, improve an attitude action. Because right now, this creature is hostile. Not just unfriendly, but...
All the way down the
track. The way down. So we'll be very transparent about this. Since this is very, very important, what level is this Catablopus?
It is angry, not frightened, because I also have no cause for alarm.
It's not frightened.
So, okay.
Yeah. It's just hostile.
It's angry.
Hostile.
All right. So I have a DC for this. I'm going to tell you.
Is it a lot?
It's this is a difficult creature. This is not a level 10 creature. So this would be challenging for you guys. It's going to be a very hard task.
Can I be assisted?
No.
Okay.
Because they don't have animal empathy. It's in the text of the animal empathy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted you felt me take a beat there because I wanted to say yes.
I know.
But unless somebody else has some...
Can we just purr in the corner or something?
Yeah.
Make it just be a non-threatening environment.
Just be as non-threatening as possible. You know what? I will allow you guys to fawn yourselves like that, but I can... there's only a success. There's no critical success.
Gotcha.
So the best you could do would be to add a plus one to...
That's good.
It's willing.
Thank you.
I think that's... If you're not drawn... You're not, you know, weapons up, gun barrel sighted, you know...
I'm paw licking and purring.
And the only skill we can use here is diplomacy?
Yes.
Okay. I'm rolling it.
You don't have to roll.
I'm not going to.
I'm rolling that 20.
Oh,
wow. Yes.
Well, don't get critical successes anyway, but still, it feels
I'm
good.
Only giving you a plus one.
We'll take the plus one.
That does feel pretty good.
Jordan?
Except there was a
six.
Okay. There goes your plus one.
Awesome.
Damn.
You did good, Jordan.
And Keyway opted out of rolling for that very reason.
Yeah,
so
I don't want to get him.
It all falls on Luton's shoulders.
Can't roll 20s if you don't roll dice.
Actually, it falls on Michael Christopher's shoulders.
Oh, no.
I am using my new die.
Describe this beautiful piece of art for us.
So these are, it's a whole set, and they're kind of like a brassy color. They're metal. And I believe they're cherry blossoms.
They are. Yeah, I think they are cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
In, like,
how heavy are they?
Real heavy.
Whoa,
it's yeah, a solid, those got set. Some
weight to them.
They're beautiful, and I love them.
That's cool.
Good job.
We'll see how they perform, though, in battle.
Thanks. We're important. About to find out.
Thanks,
Mike. So what's your diplomacy bonus?
So, plus 21 diplomacy. Plus 21.
Well, we are, this is doable. Okay. This is very doable. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Plus 21.
Plus 21.
Yeah, plus 21.
Very That's diplomatic.
Ridiculous.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Ready?
Come on, yeah. Come on, come on.
Natty 20.
First time I've rolled this.
Natty 20.
Dice.
Crikel, if this misses, it's on you.
9. Not great.
So a 30?
The Michael Christopher.
A 30 is an incredible roll. I don't want you to be upset about that.
I am already upset, by the way. That's you're a pretty phrasing, mid,
by yeah. his preface.
I mean, how many hero points do you got?
Standard DC for your guys' level is 27. It's a very hard task, which put it at 32.
Are you serious?
Oh, come on!
I want to use a hero point.
Hey!
Okay.
Can't roll 20. Don't roll dice.
All right.
We need an 11.
That's all you need is an 11.
We're going to use a different dice.
Oh, oh man.
Show the non-believer.
Oh, man. He'll never be able to show his face at work again because of what you've just done.
It's okay. We'll try it again. Just sometimes they need time in jail.
Yeah.
Sure,
I've
yeah.
got several.
As soon as they're born, they should go straight to jail.
Straight
to jail.
I have several cells to use. So.
Yeah,
we'll just
whole
start
cell
off with jail, I think. And then, you know.
You're building a prison over there.
Okay, here we go. I also have a game, or I have a
Iron Throne.
Iron Throne. Thank yeah. you. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, it was worse.
No.
5.
Okay. Well, you're going to keep rolling for initiative.
No.
Because now it's time to. The Catablipus is not impressed by your wing flapping.
Shoot.
And maybe you had a bad experience with some Fae out there in the Moangi at some point in time.
Sad.
But it is time to fight the stinky dinosaur.
This is how you know we don't cheat.
All right, going around the table, let's start with Ixel. What did you get for initiative?
25.
22.
Darnayru?
38.
Pretty good. And Kibwe?
21. I said 21.
21?
Did you roll a negative 2?
I rolled a natty 1.
Ooh, that is rough.
Starting off great today. So good.
Okay. We start off initiative with this hulking beast that moves around this cage with its first action.
That's incredible initiative.
Yeah.
Does it have incredible initiative?
I don't know.
I do.
It's like a behemoth Didn't initiative.
Didn't help.
Everyone added plus one for my scout. I didn't.
Oh, that I do need
oh,
those
thank
plus
you.
Ones.
I forgot about that.
Actually, doesn't really change anything.
That helps a lot. I get 22.
Everybody moved
it
up by one.
Still goes first.
The Catablipus still goes first. And it for its first action, it is going to move 15 feet forward to square off with the five of you. It opens up its jaws and blasts out a cone breath weapon. And I need all of you in the cone, which is all of you, to roll a fortitude save.
Fortitude-y.
Rolling great today.
What'd you roll?
Actually, that's pretty good.
And Luton, you get a hero point off the top for that attempt. And
oh,
it,
thanks.
Even
nice. It's a wash.
It is a wash, but that's better than not having it, I suppose.
I really wanted that to work
so
out.
So I got some weird faces going around the table after these fortitude.
What does it mean if you...
I just want to be a part of it. They were all
very
weird faces.
You just probably want to be a part of the weird face show? You're not going to put that picture on the internet, are you?
I like the picture of your mother can love.
I just like that Jordan was... crossing his fingers after he rolled the die.
I'm just yeah. worried.
He made like a couple of antlers with yeah. his fingers.
And then
like,
crossed them.
Because I'm never know. Worried this thing is going to be crazy hard to hit. Crazy high DC.
Well, what did you get?
30.
All right. What else did we get around the table? Luton, did you roll 42?
So
you
yeah. got? Luton got 33. Kal-El right. got 29.
All right.
Natty 20.
Oh,
ooh,
38.
Another one.
Okay.
I got a 38 as
38.
Well.
38.
Wow.
Nice. That's really good. Does anybody have any of those successes with a fortitude save become a critical success abilities?
I have rogue resilience, so my successes on forts are crit successes.
And you crit success
already.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Ixel has breath control.
Yeah, he
as
does.
A lizard folk.
Tell me about this.
You gain a plus one circumstance bonus to saving throws against inhaled threats, such as inhaled poisons.
That
if you roll
this...
a success on a saving throw, you get a critical success instead.
All right. This is not an inhaled poison. It is a it is a breath attack. It is bits of stuff flying
like
on
shooting
you.
Fire out of your mouth like a dragon. That's a breath weapon.
But the stinky stink aura that you're going to roll for on your turn, that'll be a That's a stench aura. That okay. one will count. So okay. just keep
good,
that in your
good
pocket.
Good to know. Good to know. All right.
You know, so, that makes that neck gator
what
item.
What did you get?
A 36.
36 crit, a 33 for Luton, and a 28 for Kal-El, and
a 29
for Kal-El, and a 30.
30 all right.
Kal-El and Ixil failed.
Ah!
Wow.
Luton
and Kibwe pass, and Greg takes no damage with a critical success.
Yay.
Man.
So Ixil and Kal-El both take 46 poison damage, not 4d6. I rolled all my d6s, and the total was 46.
Oh my goodness.
Which means Luton takes 23, Kibwe takes 23, as this breath weapon hits all of you.
Brush your teeth, dude.
Yes, he does. Good definitely Lord. Is not brushing his teeth.
That's stanky.
That is the end of its turn. You notice behind it, on the opposite wall from you, is a door. A cargo hatch door. We've talked about this cargo hatch door before because Luton saw it when she stuck her head through the vent to scope out the space. But this is where the door, you assume, is where they would load cargo onto the Gear Smoke's cargo area.
Can we tell from here door. If it's like locked or if it's hard to open?
Can't tell from here.
Okay.
You would need to get up close to inspect it.
It'd be sweet if we could just like have him charge, if he would charge at us, and we just like dodge out of the way, and then he headbutts the door wide open and goes out into the ocean.
Olay!
Okay. That brings us to Darnayru.
That's me. We got a lot of information already because Luton rolled a check on what this is.
Yeah, but I'm happy to refresh if you need a refresher.
That would be cool.
Okay.
And helpful.
So it is a beast. And as a beast, it does not have any normal, like, standard weaknesses or resistances. It is immune to poison, and that's it.
Okay.
I think you guys got its weakest save as well, which is its reflex save. Maybe you didn't. I can't remember.
I'm still going to roll a recall knowledge on it. And so, is that a nature? Because it's a beast.
It is nature, yes.
Okay, rolling a nature. Rolled a natty 6 plus, so it's 19. That's not going to get me anything.
That does not get you the information you need.
Then what I think I'd like to do is, I'm going to cast some at it. Because I don't want to get too terribly close to it yet. I'm acting so early in our party. So I think what I'd like to do is cast Painful Vibrations.
Okay.
I don't remember what the power word is for that. Did I have one?
Good, good, good. Good vibrations.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture. You know what to do. I think that's what it is. So we're going to cast that.
Refresh what it is.
The power word is, you know what to do.
That's exactly what it is. You send powerful sound waves through the opponent's body, vibrating its bones and internal organs painfully. Ew, that's disgusting. So you're going to attempt a fortitude save.
Okay. I'm sorry. You guys are funny. Fortitude save. What is the DC?
The DC is 27.
I got a critical success.
Wow, you are terrible. That's my turn. You're unaffected on a basic save. I'm supposed to do 8d6 sonic damage.
Oh, that's terrible. Anything else?
That's my whole turn.
Oh, you did the recall.
I recalled knowledge and then casted.
Okay, Ixil, it's your turn.
Whole bunch of failure.
Ixil leaves.
He's like, see ya.
Goodbye.
Climbs up the vent.
Before Darnayru can leave, I shall leave.
Shoot. Okay.
Before you do, yep. I apologize. I need Darnayru to roll a fortitude save for beginning his turn in the stink aura of the Catablicus.
The stinky stink aura?
Yes. Any character that begins their turn in the aura must roll...
Must roll better than a natty 2, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to use a hero point because I rolled a natty 2.
That would have been a critical fail, I'm assuming, but maybe not.
20 is not great.
20 is not great.
All right, natty 16 plus 18, 34.
You pass.
Cool.
Let me make sure.
What does that mean?
A creature that succeeds at its save is temporarily immune to all stench auras for 1 minute.
What if they critically? What if they critically save?
Critical or standard success is...
Are the same?
The same.
Oh, I was hoping it was like forever.
You didn't critically succeed.
Yeah, I did. All fort saves or crit saves.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Any succeed, you are immune for a minute. That's 10 rounds. That's, so
okay.
Try not to make this fight go 10 rounds and you'll be good to go.
Fingers crossed.
And Ixil, I need the same thing from you at the start of your turn.
So we have to do the save twice against his stink bomb? Because in the beginning of initiative, we...
He barfed
that
on us.
That was a breath weapon.
This is different?
This is different.
Got it.
28.
28 is a failure.
Such a depressing number call.
You are sickened one.
Perfect.
That's how I feel, too.
I don't have sickened on here.
Sickened.
Sickened all the way.
Oh, no, I do have that.
Through and through, I'm sick.
Perfect. That'll make my rolls worse.
Which rolls would that be?
It also lowers my AC one. I mean, this is terrible.
You are allowed to retch, which gives you an immediate opportunity to try to remove the sickened condition, and you just re-roll your...
Which takes an action?
Takes an action.
Dude, I'm going to have to. Okay, retching, what is that? Flat?
No, it's just, it's the same save again.
Oh, okay. We'll try it.
Take your epic.
We'll try it. No, 30.
30's a pass.
Yeah, you barfed.
Really?
Yes.
I passed my barf check.
Your barf check was successful.
All right. Cool. So I'm not sickened.
That is correct. And you are immune for 1 minute because you passed your save.
GM, if you could help me understand this. I have something called threatening approach, which is stride adjacent to a foe and demoralize it, making it frightened 2 on success.
Great.
My thought was I could use tumbling opportunist to move through the enemy's square to make a tumbling strike, and then use threatening approach to try to demoralize it.
Threatening approach takes 2 actions.
Okay. Right.
So,
but it'd be 1 action to move to it, and tumbling opportunist is a free action.
Yeah. Tumbling opportunist, after successfully moving through an enemy space with tumble through, you then attempt to do your thing you're going to do.
That costs us a stride.
You can do all of this. What you would have to do is stride and tumble through a space, but then move again in order to do threatening approach. But the rules of threatening approach say that you must stride to be adjacent to them. Okay, so as long as you end your movement next to the creature and you use all 3 actions to do this, then I will allow it.
He barfed. He can't.
But you barfed. That's right. So you have to choose.
Yeah, that takes away.
You must choose.
Okay, then I'm going to... So I'm down to 2 actions.
The benefit of the threatening approach, Gil, is that the anything that fails is frightened 2. Instead of the normal frighten 1 for doing a demoralize.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to end up next to it, I think, on this turn, but I do have dodge away so I can...
You have a reaction.
A reaction dodge away if he tries to attack me. So I'm going to...
Okay.
I'm going to try that. So
You also have the highest AC in the group.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, so I will move through the square, do tumbling. Opportunist.
So I need you to roll an acrobatics check first to do the tumble through.
Oh, and his reflex save is his worst save. That's good.
Yes. This is the easiest DC to
Natty hit. 19, 40.
That is a critical success.
Nice.
Yes! Booyah. Okay, so Ixil tumbles through and then is going to make a tumbling strike.
Okay.
And this is going to be with his claws. Nope, with his fists. Gives me a little bit higher damage output, or damage potential.
Just so everyone's clear... Tumbling strike, attempt an acrobatics check against the reflex DC of an enemy that is adjacent to you. So he used tumble through to move adjacent to this creature. He's now on the other side of it and is now using tumbling strike, which requires another acrobatics check against the reflex DC of the enemy. So it says you move through the enemy's space to an unoccupied space on the other side of the enemy from your starting position. It doesn't trigger reactions. You make a melee strike against the enemy. So this is a second... This would be a second tumble through. I'm saying this. New character. You haven't done this before.
Thank you.
You can do tumbling strike without having to do the tumble through. I'll hold that same roll because that's a requirement. I'm doing all this so that you still have an action left.
So I could actually retreat after doing damage on him.
You still have an action left. Whatever you want to do with that action.
Let's do that.
As for the rules of tumbling strike, you have successfully completed the requirements for that ability.
Okay.
By succeeding at an acrobatics check, a critical success, by the way, means that your enemy is off guard against your strike.
Okay, that's right. So I'm going to stay put then, because I'd like to use the extra action to use Monk Fist. Monk Fists.
Flurry of Blows.
Thank you. Flurry of Blows.
So he's not doing Tumbling Opportunist? But
he did Tumbling Strike. You still have to hit as part of Tumbling Strike.
Right.
Okay. So we're not on Flurry of Blows. That's
not yet,
a different
not yet.
Ability.
No, I'm saying that's what I'm going to do next.
And then he is also doing Tumbling Opportunist.
Okay.
Because Tumbling Opportunist allows Tumbling Strike as part of it.
That's
so
awesome.
So you can now also attempt to trip them using your acrobatics instead of athletics as part of tumbling opportunist.
That's the correct order. Wait,
that's right.
Yeah.
And so after successfully moving through a space using tumbling strike, you can do tumbling opportunist.
Well, Jordan, I got to say, this is giving Leroy Jenkins. Like, you are in this dude's armpit. So don't die.
And it stinks there, and you're immune to how bad it is.
But I have a way to escape.
I'm following you.
I have a way to escape.
You. Okay. So you've got your two actions down. You retched.
Mm-hmm.
You've done tumbling strike. You have all these passive free actions that you're able to add on to that. Because of monk school,
mm-hmm.
He went to fisticuffs high.
Yep.
In the Wendy.
So please roll to hit against the off-guard Catoplopus from your critical acrobatics.
35.
A 35. Stalling to look up his AC.
Stalling to look up his AC.
Is a successful hit.
Yay! Yes.
There we go.
Okay. 19 damage.
Okay. You may now attempt to trip the creature.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to attempt to trip it.
Your other free ability.
Great.
Monks are quick.
I'm just imagining him.
Right? All this, like, ninja activity.
Yeah, rolling in there. Tongue flailing.
No, trip, it will be your second map because it does have the attack trait. It's an athletics check against the target's reflex DC. You can sub in acrobatics, though, reflex DC being his weakest. And it's off guard. So this, I don't know if off guard.
How's a natty 20 feel?
Yes!
Oh, are you serious?
Oh my gosh. God.
Well,
nice.
Somehow, you trip a 1,200-pound with your incredible ninja abilities.
Boom. Well, I do have Titan Wrestler, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel better that you have Titan Wrestler.
Yeah.
Let me modify myself with the prone condition.
That's right. Better.
Yep. And prepare for me to maybe throw up also in my mouth a little bit. You still have an action left.
Yes.
Hold on. You critically failed, or he critically succeeded in the trip, so you take 1d6 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, that's right. I do.
Whoa.
Please roll your bludgeoning damage.
The bigger they are, 1d6. The harder they fall.
1d6. Amazing.
4.
Okay, pretty good. That's interesting turn for Ixil.
That's great.
And you still have an action left.
Okay. Doing flurry of blows.
Now we're punching. So this will be your third map for your two punches.
First roll is a
23.
A 23 is a miss. Even prone.
Yeah. Second roll, 25.
Also a miss.
Man. Okay.
Would have been nice to also stun him, which is what he was trying to do.
Yep.
I get that.
Yep.
Can we take a little pause?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a legal move.
Why?
Because he retched for one action.
Yep.
In order to do tumbling strike, you have to be adjacent to the target. That's under requirements. That's the only requirement. You are adjacent to an enemy. So you would have had to move adjacent to the enemy to use your third, which was tumbling strike with the tumbling opportunist for
Greg's
free.
Greg's right.
I don't think you could have done flurry of blows.
Yeah, Greg and I were talking about that while you were doing this.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate everything about what I just said.
No, you're right. I'm rereading it, and you're absolutely right. It sucks, and I don't like it, but because I thought what you did was cool, so
still
a good
turn.
Still a good turn.
Hero point.
Yay!
Hey, thank you.
I will give you that.
Still did 19 damage and still got it on damage. Its belly. So
on its stinky belly.
There
plus
we go.
Plus 4 bludgeoning, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And plus 4 from the trip, the critical trip.
Look at turn still.
That brings us to Luton.
Okay, so Luton's in the aura, right? I have to roll.
One for you and your plus one.
One for you and your kitty. Oh, that's not good. Luton got 25 and Kal-El got 26.
Both fails. You are both sickened one.
Time to throw up.
Love that. Do I have to retch before I do anything? I can just stay sickened one.
As long as you're in the aura, you will be sickened one.
Okay. What I wanted to do was use my shadow signet to spell warp Thunderstrike so that it goes against your reflex DC instead of whatever...
Instead of the
it
AC.
It normally is.
Yeah.
What?
And...
What college have you been studying at?
Also,
incredible.
Since I'm casting a spell, I'd like to use my sorceress potency, which gives me a plus 4.
Yeah, that should be on all times.
Well, I don't roll using the Hero Lab, so I have to manually add that in, right?
Yeah.
It's only the first set of damage.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you do 4 extra damage on spells?
Anytime I do a damaging or a healing spell.
That's cool.
Which I put that on not too long ago, but I don't think I've been using it.
It's equal to the spell's rank.
Yeah. Thunderstrike's
level
4.
Yeah, when you cast a spell from your spell slots that either deals damage or restores hit points, you gain a status bonus to that spell's damage or healing equal to the spell's rank. This applies only to the initial damage
or healing when it, the spell deals when cast. So there you go. That is all.
So Thunderstrike against your reflex DC, please. Which
is it normally against my reflex DC?
Oh, I don't know.
No. Normally you cast spells against your AC.
No, not Thunderstrike.
I thought Thunderstrike was a roll to hit.
Not Thunderstrike.
Defense, basic reflex.
Oh, then it's okay. On him, not then, you.
But it's already against reflex, which is what I want.
So your two-action Thunderstrike at what level? 5 max level?
Yeah.
Okay, I just need to make a reflex save, I suppose.
I hope you do bad.
I know. That's what's the DC, 29?
29, I think.
Natty 1.
What?
Natty 1?
Oh, Natty 1. Amazing.
Natty 1.
He implodes.
This is going to hurt.
I hope it hurts.
Max damage, crit damage on Thunderstrike does... It does electricity and sonic damage. It's a very bad spell for me.
And you are clumsy 1 for 1 round.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're okay. On the floor.
Stinky dinosaur.
Stinky dinosaur. Yes.
Well... roll your damage.
How much am I? Is it just it's, still one
D? It's 5d12 plus 5d4.
Hold on, I need more dice.
And the loss of a level 5 spell.
36.
36 total.
For the 5d12.
Is
yes.
That, okay.
I got 2 ones in there.
That's the total on the dice was 36. My God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And the,
so
and
that's...
the D5 D4s.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
5d4s.
5d4s.
D4s. Get them beefers out and roll them.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity beefer.
Six.
The spies. Okay.
Oh, I get no, it. No, it's still going. It's still going.
I get it.
It's still
okay.
Going, Jordan. It's still
jeez.
Going.
13 sonic.
Oh, wow.
You guys, that's 98
yeah.
Damage.
What? What?
36.
Hold on. Say that again.
36 and 13.
Yeah.
It's 49.
49
times 2.
What?
Oh.
What are you, Thor?
Thunderstrike.
Wow.
She's Jane Foster.
That's insane.
Doctor.
Yeah, Doctor.
It's Mighty Thor.
That's insane.
Or Doctor.
And, of course, yeah. It's my favorite words ever at the end of Luton's turn. You still have one action left.
Yeah. I'd like to try to retch, I suppose.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I did not need damage. I guess I'll throw up.
Oh, did we add the plus 4, too?
Oh.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Does that get doubled on a crit? I think it does.
I don't know.
What?
Let me look. Sorceress potency.
I mean, if it's pre...
It does.
It has
it
to.
Does?
It does, because it says they get a status bonus, which
yeah.
A status bonus yeah. Doubles yeah. On a crit like every other bonus.
Yeah.
That takes my 98 up to 106.
Nice. Solid 2 actions.
Amazing.
We must keep looting alive at all costs.
Okay,
it's
how
funny
do I
you
retch?
Say that because you guys let the sorcerer die 3 times in our home game.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Just roll the save again.
Hey,
for
you
fortitude.
Were playing pretty risky, my
no,
friend.
No, I wasn't.
My
he
friend.
Charged
were,
me with a vampire. It's were, not my fault. It's not my fault. I will not accept risk. I was.
32.
That's a success.
Yay.
Nice.
You are no longer sickened, and you are immune to sickened from the stench aura
wow.
For 1 minute.
What about
what a
Kal-El?
Kal-El's bonus action.
Can he retch?
I'm
going
to let you retch with him.
Okay.
The bonus action text specifically says he can only use it to stride or strike.
Well, then that's not retching.
I know, that's but it doesn't make sense. It's a cat.
They throw up all
the time.
They throw up
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. I'm say
okay.
That it's allowed.
I'll take it.
Because his bone, you could, or you charge the Catablipus and fight it. That's the other option.
Well, he's halfway down on
the
hall.
Prone Catablipus.
I'm gonna retch. I'm
okay,
friend.
What sound does he make when he's retching?
No, we're gonna get all the sympathetic barfers out there in the world to.
Is that what it's called?
Stop,
sympathetic barfer?
Yeah.
Stop listening. Yeah, sympathetic nausea.
Hmm.
Yeah. 35 for Kal-El.
That's also a success.
All right.
Kal-El
nice.
Is immune. You're it, Keyboy. You're the only one who's not immune to this.
Yay.
And it is your turn.
Yay, so I'm rolling a fortitude save?
Yes. Starting your turn off right with a fortitude save.
Yeah, so here's how you do it, kids. Natty 1.
All
no!
Right. Not only are you sickened, you are also slowed one while you were sickened.
And we're going to use a hero point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all a good call.
Are you sure you want to roll that dice again?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not going to roll a natty one twice in a row.
It already
did. You know what the odds are of that?
19 on the die. So that'll be a 37.
Nice. That's much
you
better.
You have successfully passed. You will not be nauseous for 1 minute.
Yay! And I'm going to use a called shot.
Okay.
And I'm going to declare the foe's head.
All
and
right.
Just so you know, if I target the head and I hit, the target is stupefied 2 until the end of your next turn, my next turn. On a critical, is also stupefied 1 for 1 minute.
Wow.
Kiwi has to declare it.
What?
Which he did.
I didn't hear Keyway declare it.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Keyway, and I'm aiming for this thing's head. Rolling to hit?
Yes, please.
With my blunderbuss, my greater strike and shot blunderbuss. I don't know why I'm saying it like that, but it's fine. Right, here we
have
go.
Fun. Rule number one.
Yeah.
The guy who made your gun sounds like that?
30 total.
A 30 is a miss.
What?
All right, well then that's one action left.
Man, even while prone and off guard and everything?
It's called shot two actions?
Yeah.
Okay. One action left.
No, he tried to barf.
No, he didn't.
Mine,
he
did
passed
too.
His save.
It's okay.
I'm just going to take a shot at it. I can do that, right?
I'm going to need you to reload first.
Oh, that's so stupid. All right, then I'm going to reload, and that's my turn.
Okay. That brings us to the end of round one. It is the beginning of round two. We start with the Catablipus. It's prone. It stands up. That's its first action.
It's wobbly, then it...
I don't think he has reactive strike.
I thought he had some monk thing.
I think I do.
Well, you better pay attention.
Uh-huh. Let me see.
Yeah, right.
Over there digging
10.
For a Zen or whatever
it's
he was
third,
doing.
It's his third character, man.
Coffee.
Coffee. I know, it's only his third character. I should be a little more gracious. He doesn't have the experience
of
15 characters. That was pretty,
wow.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I love when you laugh at your own jokes. It's so
I was laughing at that one. That was pretty funny.
No.
Nothing? Okay,
no,
I stand up. So with my second action, what are my conditions? No longer prone, but there was another one that
clumsy
I got.
One.
Clumsy
am I
one.
Clumsy one? Yeah, I didn't turn that on. Let me turn that on really quick. No longer prone, but clumsy one. Is going to strike at Ixel with an antler.
Oh, no.
As it whirls around and strikes at you with its antler.
How many points is this thing?
Ooh, it's like a
points?
six point
Catablipus.
Yeah, which is pretty beefy.
That's a trophy.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be his friend.
A 31 to hit.
Okay, I have a reaction dodge away I'm going to use.
Oh, okay.
Targeted by a melee attack and not off guard. I got a plus one circumstance to AC. And you rolled a what?
A 31 to hit.
Oh, wait.
That's
a Tycho's reward. Dang it.
I got really excited.
Man,
all
I thought, yeah. Man. Okay. That's a hit.
Okay. 39 damage.
Man, I'm hurting.
It's going to antler you again.
No.
Natty one.
Yes.
Wow, I got nothing on these dice today.
Sweating a little bit after that one.
That's the end of my turn, as I stood up and took two antler swings at the creature that was adjacent to me. We go to Darnayru.
Darnayru is going to run right up to this thing.
Yes, he is.
Right across from Ixil.
Heck yeah.
Since it's now
in a flanking position, the creature is off guard
and
to both of you.
And then I will do Twin Feint on this
guy.
Okay. First attack, rolling to hit at a plus 19, and I rolled a 7, 26.
That's a miss.
That's the worst. Bad.
And the second attack comes in at a natty 4, plus 15.
Damn.
Worthless Darnayru.
That's a critical miss.
just swinging in the air.
You missed.
I like really missed. Well, cool.
Give me a hero point.
Move, miss.
Terrible turn. Ixel,
yeah,
you're
completely
up.
Terrible.
Dang it. Okay. Since Darnayru is right there, it's going to lower.
You guys are
AC,
flanking.
So we're going to do Flurry of Blows, and then I'm going to try to get out of here.
Starting aggressive.
Yep.
That's the monk way.
Yes, it is.
Darnayru's ready. I see you primed over there with your
reactive strike.
He's got his opportune backstab primed.
Oh, it's primed.
31.
Because it is off guard, a 31 is a hit.
Yeah.
Nice.
The flank attack worked. The clumsy faded at the end of my turn, so yeah.
That was,
okay, that was we huge. Got lucky.
You guys got roll. Lucky. Second roll's a natty one, so I don't...
That's all right. First one hit.
So 19 damage.
And I believe I have to make a fortitude save?
You do.
What's the DC?
29.
I passed.
Dang it. Okay. Dang. All right. That's all right.
I am not stunned.
That is all right.
That is one action.
And I missed on my opportune backstab.
Oh, Craig.
Rolled another natty 7. I'm rolling like 20s, 20s, 20s. Dang. 7. 7. 7.
Vegas time.
Last night he rolled 320s in back-to-back.
Vegas time.
Between digital dice and real dice. Is weird.
Which I think is a 1 in 8,000 chance to do that.
And go bowling.
Vegas
time. I'm going to try to trip it one more time before I bounce out.
All right. At the third map.
Now, last time I rolled acrobatics, but that was because
that was because you did your tumbling strike.
Right. Okay.
Which technically you could do again. You could do could a tumbling I, don't strike.
I,
have
to, I thought I had to tumble through first.
Yeah. You
that
tumbling
is,
strike.
Which is a free is action. A, so yeah. I, okay. Yeah. Let's do that then.
But
for
that
sure.
would make it. You cannot get away. And now we're doing this correctly.
Well, technically,
no,
he can.
I only did one action for flurry of blows.
Oh, that's right.
So
bad.
Two. It's a free action. No, one yeah. action to tumble through.
Yeah.
The tumbling opportunity is a free action, so I have one left to...
Tumble through allows you to move the full extent of your movement.
The tumbling strike
yeah.
that you pointed out requires you to remain adjacent to the character.
No, begin adjacent to.
Right.
No, keep reading it. It says okay. that you have to end your turn. You have to be able to strike.
Oh, if he's doing tumbling, I thought he was yeah. doing tumbling opportunist. He's not doing, I thought he wasn't doing tumbling strike. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's up to you. If you want to punch it or not, that's up to you.
I'm going to trip it again.
And that's it? You don't want to try to take another strike? Whatever you do, it's at your third map.
Right.
So that's up to you.
Well, if I do the tumbling opportunist, it allows me to attempt to trip it.
If your goal is
and
to
I can
get
use
away.
Acrobatics instead of athletics.
Yes. If your goal is to get away, then you should tumbling through and not strike.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is what I want to do.
All right. Then roll an an acrobatics check against my reflex DC.
Natty 19, 40.
That's a crit.
Oh my gosh, again?
That is another crit.
Get back on your belly.
Now you need to roll an acrobatics or athletics to trip me. That was just for the tumble through.
That was tumble through, yep. Boo. 5. 26 total.
Okay, so that's not successful. You okay. do not trip, but okay. you do move swiftly through the space, and you can end up wherever you want per your speed. Which is 40 feet. Because not
My
only
goodness.
Is Come he have here. An infinite number of attacks that he can do in a round, he can also run across the entire map if he wants.
What's your speed?
My there? Speed is 30. And remember, well, if your speed is
space.
If your speed is 40, remember, going through it counts as difficult terrain. So your speed is a little shorter than 40.
Yeah, the animal squares count as two movements.
I'm considering if I want to stay here to give Darnayru a benefit. My HP is really low, though, so I'm going to...
We'll adapt, dude.
I'm going to bounce up here by Keyway.
No, stay away from me. Smell. There's plenty of space here.
Smell. So that's a 40-foot movement. That is the end of your turn. It is Luton's turn.
Yay!
Can I attempt animal empathy again, or would it not be worth it?
At this point, you guys have all damaged it.
Okay. I'm just saying. Stop
you
now.
You can definitely try again.
Why would I want to be your friend?
I will let you do that.
That's okay.
But
I would
it
like,
would be an incredibly hard difficulty.
I would like to use a lightning bolt spell.
That okay. escalated quickly.
Yeah. If you're not going to be my friend... I'm going to continue the Mighty Thor, you know,
and what,
actions.
What level are you casting Lightning Bolt?
I think right now it's at level 4. I'll just keep it there because I think it's a signature spell now. It says level 3.
Yeah,
there.
Lightning Bolt is reserved in the level 3 spot. It is a signature spell, so you can do kind of whatever you want there.
I'll just keep it at level 3 then.
Okay.
So I have more spell slots.
So I need a DC 29 reflex save. 23.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
nice.
Failed my right. reflex save, so I take the full 3d12 damage from your lightning bolt.
Yeah, you do.
It says 4d12. A bolt of lightning strikes outward from your hand, dealing 4d12 electricity damage.
That's correct. 4d12.
Okay. 19, 20 total damage.
All right. Nice. That all goes through.
Sweet.
Ouch. You have an action.
I would like to use my Kiki.
We are.
Switching over to Kal-El. He's angry.
Command an animal here?
Command animal.
All right.
Which gives him 2 actions.
Must be here to take my pyronite bomb.
So 1 action to move.
Cat pounce one action. Yeah, so he moves and strikes as one action, and he can move behind Darnayru and still reach the Catoblipus.
Okay. I will save you. Don't worry. I would like to make sure he's flanking somehow.
Kal-El's speed is 35. You definitely could move around as a move action.
What about here or like?
That would not be a flank.
Okay.
You would have to be, it's a 40-foot move to get into flank. And his speed, Kal-El's speed is 35. So you wouldn't be able to get fully into flank.
How about right here?
That's valid.
So he's not in the way.
I wouldn't make your moves based off me because you have reach. You could stop where it originally had you and I'll just tumble through him next round.
That's also a possibility.
Okay.
Just tactically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Kal-El...
That's true. I forgot he has that crazy long reach.
Kal-El charges forward 15 feet as part of a cat pounce. His first move. Second part is Jaws attack.
Yep. So rolling the hit. Plus 17, so 30.
That's a miss.
Dang.
Second strike with claws or move away?
Second strike with claws.
All right.
17 and 17.
34.
34.
That is a hit.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay.
Well, 17 on the second strike with Kal-El's claws?
No, with claws. I did jaws, and then I did claws.
That's or second math.
It's still the second
math. Yeah. Oh, shoot.
So
17 and 13, that's a miss.
That is, 30 is a miss.
Yeah.
That's two 30s.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
That is the end of your turn. We go to Kibwe Nyoka.
Yeah, you do.
With a fresh round in his scattergun.
All right. So I don't need to do a fortitude save because he didn't do his breath.
You saved the first time.
Yeah. Oh, it was a minute.
It means you're immune for a minute.
Watch this. So we're going to try to do a called shot again. I'm aiming for his head. Ixel. Throxos, whatever your name is.
Thank you. That was perfect.
That was actually my name.
Yes, whatever.
You should be like just trying to impress him this whole time.
Nah.
Watch this.
All right. Aiming for his head. First map. How's a 29 do me?
That's a miss.
And I reload.
And you have one more action.
No, I do the call shot.
It's two actions. That's right. I keep forgetting that that's a two action ability. Okay. Someone has to be...
Ah!
It had to be someone. Duval, I'm sorry.
It had to be you.
It is the Catoblipus' turn, and I'm noticing an interesting thing here. Kal-El has moved out of the way, giving me the ability to move about a little bit, because I have an ability called Trample.
Oh no.
I can stride up to 2 times my speed, moving through and damaging creatures of listed size or smaller. The listed size is medium. I cannot trample Kal-El.
Ah.
And since he cleared the path, that does mean I can trample everyone else. So the Catoblipus...
Oh, so glad I moved out of the way.
Because it's not in a straight line.
Wow.
Yeah. The Catoblipus is going to move in a pattern, stomping his way through the cargo hold and ending up on Luton Square. She's tiny.
Oh. This doesn't count as a melee strike, I'm assuming.
And it is a reflex to save from all of you except Kal-El.
Okay. Well, it's risky.
34 for Ixil.
32.
33.
28.
Pass.
Critical pass.
And failure for Kibwe. So Ixil and... does Ixil have that lightning reflexes? Where successes are criticals instead?
Yeah, successes are criticals.
So Ixil and Darnayru take no damage. Luton takes 14 damage, and Kibwe takes 28 damage from a trampling attack. And that is the end of my turn. It is Darnayru's turn.
Wow, that's a good strategic move you just did there.
Don't give him... What are you doing?
I'll take
you. Thanks, Darnayru. / Greg.
Are friendly spaces also difficult terrain? I can't remember.
No.
For rest of, okay, cool. Okay, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. With one move action, I can go to the side of the Catoblipus and end up right kitty corner because I only took one diagonal space. So are we cool with that movement there for 30 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just ran to the other side of the Catoblipus.
That is a 30-foot move.
And I think that puts me in flanking because of Kal-El's reach.
You're flanking with Luton in any space you would like.
Oh, yeah, don't.
Because Luton is literally...
looks like a beauty mark on the thing.
Luton is literally in one of his spaces, so is technically threatening every square.
I think I still would want to go here anyway.
That's fine.
So I think I'll leave that movement.
So Darnayr has gone all the way to the far starboard wall and is now wedged between the Catablopus and the wall.
And I'm crossing my fingers that I can actually do a twin feint here.
All right. It is off guard to your strikes.
A 30. 19 plus 11 is 30.
That is a miss.
Yeah. Okay, here comes the second attack. I rolled another 11. I just can't hit with this character right now.
Say it with me, teen.
Teen what?
Teen. Anything with a teen.
Anything with 13, a teen.
14.
Yeah, I know. I would have taken a 12.
We're manifesting. We're manifesting. Did you miss with both strikes?
Yeah. Because I rolled 11s on both of them.
Another turd-nern from Darnayr.
A turd-nern.
Turd-nern.
Yeah. Nerd-turn. Turd-nern.
Oh, no.
A turd-turn.
Turd. Ixil, what you got?
All right, Ixil's running up to its face. Its ugly, ugly face. Doing flurry of blows on its ugly face.
Ugly face, flurry of blows. Got it. You're flanking with Luton in that position, so.
38 for the first strike.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
Second strike is 21.
That is a miss.
Okay. 17 damage.
17 damage. Okay.
And I'd like to do opportune backstab when you're ready.
Go for it.
Just keep going. I rolled a 9.
Oh.
Oh, no.
What's the DC on the fortitude for the...
29.
I success. I passed.
Bam. I success.
I success.
Me I success did, all time.
I did one success. You have an action left, Ixil.
Yep, Ixil's going to move behind your cat.
Ixil runs and punches, runs out.
Yep.
A perfect hit and run combo.
Take cover. Yep.
All right, Luton, it is your turn.
Guard me, kitty.
I would like to cast Coral Scourge.
Coral!
Scourge. Is it Scourge or Scourge? It's Scourge. We looked it up.
I don't care.
Because I was saying it wrong.
Scourge.
Coral Scourge.
I like it that way better.
He's a country music star.
Yeah.
I need to make a save of some kind.
Yes, reflex save,
oh,
please.
Oh, no. Okay.
With his new album, Sad Songs by the Seashore.
24.
Hey!
I cannot pass a single save from Luton. It drives me crazy.
It's a Luton's world.
Yeah. Barnacles, coral, and other rough aquatic.
I'm rough aquatic.
Creatures grow on you.
Steve Zissou over here.
So you're clumsy 2 now.
Ayo.
Amazing.
Because you're already clumsy 1.
I lost that condition at the end of my last turn, but I will take clumsy 1 back.
Still great.
Wait, you failed, right?
I did. Yeah. I failed.
Yeah, so you are clumsy 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. You would have been worse.
Yeah, I know what crit fail does, okay?
Of course. You were cackling over there.
Of course, itchy in it.
Okay. In it.
So that's my first 2 actions. And then Luton's going to move for her last action away.
20-foot fly speed. Always
gets
on.
Me.
Flitter,
here?
Flitter.
Yeah.
20 feet away.
Luton
next
sounds
to...
like a pigeon.
Yes, in my mind, Luton is a pigeon.
Only when she flies.
Kal-El, bonus action. He's in melee currently.
He will strike.
All right. Make a strike against the Catablopus.
We're going to use... Oh, also, don't I get a sorcery potency?
It's not a damaging spell.
Coral Scourge? Scourge?
Right.
Is not a damaging spell?
No, I'm clumsy too.
Okay.
I might turn into coral if I don't scrape the growths off.
That's true.
That's the bad.
That's sounds, the damage.
Sounds pretty damaging.
All right, so we're going to hit with his bite, I guess. Or is it only claw?
Jaws is
okay.
Always the best first attack for him.
Ooh, 19.
That is a miss.
That's nice.
That brings us to Kibwe Nyoka.
Yeah, it does. So we're going to aim for his head again.
All right.
I reloaded.
Yep, you're good. The light is green.
That cracked.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, it's not.
Hey, we gotta ask, man. Hard corners here. So it's a miss. It's 28. It's a miss.
Oh.
Yeah. Nah.
You're a lot closer.
Well, not anymore. I'm gonna move 40 away from it.
Oh, okay. Running reload?
Yeah, running reload. Yeah, thank you.
20
yeah.
is your speed, so that's as far as
is
you
it?
Can get. Yes.
Dang, he's slow.
Stumpy legs.
He's a dwarf.
Yeah.
He's running on knees, this guy.
Basically. I mean, lives on knees.
All right.
There he's got go. Shoes tied to his knees.
Great turn for Kiwe. The running reload. That brings us to the top of round 4.
He's actually a tall black man who wants to be a dwarf. So he's a dwarf.
He's like, he's dwarf?
couldn't make it at basketball.
What was it, Tim? What was his name from the Dick Van Dyke show?
Oh yeah, because we're all 80. Dolph?
No.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't remember clue. That character.
Oh, now,
Dick Van Dyke.
Stop everything.
Yeah, Dick, hey, Dick Van Dyke. Guys,
Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke is a national treasure.
Is he?
Yeah, dude.
I think you mean Dolly Parton.
No, I don't mean Dolly
Tim
Parton.
Conway.
Oh, Tim Conway. You should have said Carol Burnett.
Oh, he yes. was. Yeah, Carol Burnett would have been. That's Carol, a much better reference. Yeah,
legendary.
On. Yeah.
Yeah, Carol Burnett.
Watching Dorf on Golf as a kid in 1987.
Or the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Oh, yeah, that's another good reference.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Right?
Anyway, I need to rewatch that because there's probably like a lot of adult jokes in there that I didn't get when I was 7 years old.
I did that over the Christmas holiday. I watched all the 80s movies like Trading Places that I couldn't appreciate. So good.
They are so good.
Age so well because we're still, it's great.
Because they're still funny.
And it's still relevant. It's really good.
Time to kill some of you guys, I hope.
Aren't you on your belly?
No.
Turning into barnacles?
I am clumsy too, and I'm going to take an action to shake and... you know, flake off all of the barnacles, ending the condition.
Technically, you went to clumsy three at the beginning of your turn and then shook them all off.
Yeah, that happened.
It's called polar picture.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I do shake off the coral growths and scrape them off, ending the condition.
Ugh, that sucks.
But you're down one action.
Down an action. Ha-ha. Absolutely. And that's brutal. And for my next action, I will antler Darnayru into nothingness.
Oh, into the wall.
Yeah.
He's going to pin me to the wall.
Oh, that might be fun. 41.
Oh.
Dang. Yeah, that's a crit.
That's a crit?
My AC is 28.
52 damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember you were giving him, like...
Yeah.
52?
You're like, hey...
52 damage.
You're like, hey, good job.
Yeah. That was a good hit, though, I mean.
No, stop it.
Real, recognize, real.
He shall antler you once again.
See?
Roll worse this time.
Would you prefer to get bitten?
I don't know. I mean, both of them sound terrible.
Yeah.
His teeth look
nasty. Do you want to be gored?
I did roll a lot worse this time. 23 to hit.
Yeah.
That's a miss.
You're going to need all the tetanus shots. That
for sure, right? That brings us to Darnayru, who is still flanking with Kal-El, even though Luton peaced out. Smart. You can smell the Pyronite. Luton's standing right next to the Pyronite at this point.
I don't have any single action spells other than message. I've been missing a lot on my strikes.
Why do you cast knife? Oh, because you've been missing on your strikes?
No, I was still going to strike, but I was trying to... I want to unleash my psyche so I can add an extra d6 time, but it's just like getting complicated. Okay, so
Isn't the hack on that you just cast message and then unleash your psyche?
That's what my third action is going to be to cast message. Yeah, that's actually exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Twin Feint again and hopefully hit something. Okay, here we go. Come on, baby.
Let's see. It's off guard.
AC's I rolled an lowered. 8.
An 8 total?
No, 8 on a die. Plus 19 is 27.
Oh.
Okay, the second one.
Strike 1.
Come on, roll better.
Very good.
A 5.
What'd you get?
I don't care. I got 20 total. 20 total. It's terrible. And I cast a message.
Duval?
And I cast a message to Kibwe.
And what do you say to Kibwe?
And I say, Kibwe, I suck. How do I make this better? Tell me how to hit this stupid thing.
I haven't hit it yet. Don't ask me. I don't know.
I picked the wrong person to send a message to. Yeah. I can't believe this. It's off guard.
It's Axel's turn.
This could not be the best strategic situation for Darnayru, and I'm capitalizing on nothing.
Let's see if you can get a reactive strike on this.
Why did you ask him?
This is proving why I can't hit to ask the wrong people for advice. Oh, goodness.
We've lost our GM.
Done. So funny. Everything you just did was so funny.
Dang
it. Both get a hero point.
Yeah.
Hey, I might need that.
I'm definitely going to need it. Oh, my goodness.
I've handed out one to everybody now. I feel good.
I think you're going to get a reactive strike this time.
I appreciate the positive vibes.
Did you move?
Ixil jumps over, actually clambers up onto... why do I keep forgetting his name?
It's only
Superman.
Literally 2 years.
Since episode 1.
Clambers up onto Kal-El's back, jumps off, does a landing roll.
2 years!
Onto the ground. Ends his journey... underneath the ugly belly of this
poo beast.
The poo beast.
You're the one who stole my honey. And he does...
I'm sorry. Your Winnie the Pooh is so good.
The wonderful thing about Ketubbleman. Ketubbleman's a wonderful thing.
Oh, my cheeks hurt.
He does a flurry of blows. First is a miss. Second strike, 30.
Miss.
Man. Okay.
Wow.
Womp. Womp.
Fortunate.
Sorry about
this. You can't do your extra strike then. Okay, I got to move away.
I thought he had already rolled the hit and was being, like, confident in his role, but he was...
No, it's just flavor.
He was Hasselbecking, is what he's doing.
He was at the ball.
We're going to score.
All right, and then Ixel moves back again. Oh, I tried. And
moving back.
All right, Luton, it's your turn.
Here? Okay. All right. 10-foot burst. I'd like to try...
It's going deep in the library.
I know. I got to read it all. This is also a reflex save. I'm just doing all the reflex save ones.
It's any strategic. Spell, any spell you cast because of your signet ring, you can cast against his reflex.
It just takes an extra action to transform that. Some of these are just already against his reflex. So, elemental blast.
Ooh. Oh, wait, this is her new focus spell that she got at level 10. We haven't seen this yet.
It says, you gather elemental energy and blast your foes in one of the various listed shapes of your choosing, dealing 8d6 damage. This spell deals damage according to your elemental influence. For instance, slashing for air or fire.
It's bludgeoning for water.
Mm. Bludgeoning for water.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're choosing which shape? You can hit him with a line or you can hit him with a burst. And avoid
I'm guessing
your allies.
A line
would be perfect.
Well, line won't hit Darnayru.
Correct. Straight line right into the wall.
Okay, which we'll do the line. Appreciate.
And I just need to make a reflex save?
Reflex save.
No problem. I got this. I've been nailing them this whole time. This is going to be fine. I passed. Just a pass. Okay. So I'm going to take half 8d6.
Still have these? All right. All right.
This is a focus spell, you said?
Yeah, this is a focus spell.
Dang.
It's a two-action focus spell.
That's incredible.
Yeah. When she took the enhanced, like, elemental... Actually, I think all sorcerers get buffed at level 10 in their focus spell. But she took a feat for it. Focus spells are great because all you got to do is refocus at the end of combat, you get it back.
Yeah.
And it just takes a focus point to cast it.
22.
So 11 damage. Okay. Yeah, she has a 60-foot line.
And then for my last action, I'm going to command Kal-El again to hit.
Okay. It goes up by 1d6 every level as well, so every spell level. So nice. It'll get stronger until the end of time.
That's cool.
So we're going to hit with Jaws.
Okay,
roll
the hit.
With Kal-El.
Take my 11 damage.
35, is that a hit?
That is a hit.
Like, finally.
Nice.
Flanking hit, yes.
Okay, so 2d6 plus 8 piercing, 12 total.
12 more
piercing.
Bite damage. Yep. All right, Darnayru, I know you want to roll it.
I rolled a 12 this time.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
What's 12 plus what, 19? That's a tie for an off guard.
31 is a tie. Its AC is 31.
Tie goes
you
to the
bonus.
I told you. What's your minimum damage?
My minimum damage? I don't know. How am I supposed to know that?
But you have like a 2d6 plus...
It's 2d6 plus 4. 6.
Okay.
Plus 1d6.
Then please describe your kill.
I had no clue it was that close.
Clutch.
Miss every attack until the very end.
Dar, kill stealer, Nairu.
Kill stealer.
I cannot believe that.
I single-handedly killed the beast.
Wait, what did Kal-El attack with?
His jaws.
Oh, this is what happened. Are you ready?
I'm
he
ready.
He bites at it, and then the Ketubbleman's like, that hurts really bad, and so it goes up on its back paunches, and I see this perfect opening right between its rib cages, and it's like, shing, flips up right in there,
nice.
And then the goo, the stinky goo blood comes out the side.
Goo blood.
I never got my honey.
Goo blood.
Oh, I did not know we were that close. That's awesome. Thank you Luton,
that close.
For doing a billion damage to this thing.
Thanks, Luton, for carrying us.
No problem.
As per the usual.
I let you all practice. That's what I was doing.
The Shumfalo Five have defeated the Ketubbleman.
Yay!
And have ended this episode with
goodness.
A W.
Woo. That
there
felt
it
good.
Is.
That
felt
good.
Pretty good,
that
right?
Feels great.
I hate that thing.
I didn't care for it.
You know, you guys did pretty great.
We got lucky with some saves at the beginning of that.
There you go, folks. Well, tune in next week. There's a Pyronite bomb.
Yeah.
Staring everybody right in the face.
And I guess we're going to find out what happens with that.
Yay! Nervous.
Everyone get to the back of the boat. I'm going to do this thing.
All right.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.